Peter was still young, but he was a quick learner. Revelling in his position as the fortress commander, he went about his devious plans gleefully. His first task was to seek out minions who would serve him well and obey orders without question. These came in the form of three felt hats. Yund, an old and experienced score cat, and two of his guards, Balor and his sister Hinso, who were not much older than Petru. Lady Kaltag largely kept to her tower chambers, allowing her remaining son the run of the fortress, which he took full advantage of. Atunra was not taken into the new commander's confidence. Petru and the Pine Marten had disliked each other for a long time. Petru knew that Atunra lived only to serve his father. In the late afternoon, Petru sat out on the pier with Yund and the other two cats. They basked in the sunlight, nibbling at cooked lake trout and sipping wine. Yund, an intelligent scorecat, knew how to please his young new master. Petru was delighted with the latest plan they had hatched up together. It concerned the defence of the fortress. They had emptied the catguard barracks and had housed the guards inside the fortress. Half of them were on day duty, some standing by windows and some up on the sentry posts, armed with bows and arrows. The half who were off duty idled their time away, eating, drinking and sleeping indoors. Each night the rota was changed, and they took the place of their comrades on guard duty. But the master stroke against otter attacks, which Petru and Yund had devised, was the slaves themselves. They were also taken out of the compound, into the fortress, but only the parents. The young ones and elders were forced to camp outside in the shade of the fortress, all the way around the building. They would be the first to receive the brunt of any assault on the place. Yun glanced over the shoulder of the slave who was serving the wine. He alerted Petru.
Look, Lord, Atunra is coming out of the main gate.
Petru winked at the scorecat and settled back with his eyes closed. He waited until the Pine Marten was close before addressing her.
Still skulking about, eh? What do you want now?
Atunra knew it was wise to keep a civil tongue in her head.
Your father would not approve.
Before she could finish, Petru sprang up, whipping out the large broad-bladed scimitar which he now carried at all times.
Silence! You will begin again by addressing me as commander. That is my title until I become warlord.
After a moment's silence, Atunra bowed stiffly.
Commander, your father would never permit all the guards to be inside the fortress, and all those slaves too. Lord Felis would never allow it. Guards have always lived in the barracks, and otter slaves in their compound. It is your father's law.
The young cat placed his sword tip against the Pine Marten's shoulder, pressing forward and then pushing her backward as he sneered in her face.
What some old half-faced cat chooses to do is none of my concern. I make the rules now, as commander of this fortress. Now get out of my sight, you spying lickpaw.
Atunra did not stop to argue. She turned on her paw and strolled silently back indoors. Petru put up his blade and swaggered back to his seat. Yund raised his goblet in salute.
That's the way to deal with your father's spy, sire. Though I'd watch my back while Thetan's around if I were you.
Petru spread his paws appealingly.
Perhaps if I had three good friends, then they would watch my back for me. And who knows, mayhap those three friends would know how to deal with a spy in our midst.
The scorecat replied with a look of inquiring innocence.
Indeed, Commander. Mayhap such friends would be well rewarded when your time comes to rule as warlord.
Petru closed his eyes and stretched out luxuriously.
A new warlord of Green Isle would need a fortress commander and two trusty wheelmarks to serve him. He would remember his loyal friends.